Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply. The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
A little frustrated about watching the Mets, for sure. I mean, all of a sudden, Pete Alonso still can't throw the first base and they lose Kodai Senga, no matter what Kodai Senga says. Pete Alonso's first base follies over there end up causing a hamstring injury. And I believe it was because of where that ball was thrown on Friday. And I know that people are saying that I was the mush because I came in here and I said on Friday, look, it's not like they have a lot of guys, but they do have some quality guys coming back that eventually the game takes care of itself, meaning that, you know, we always talk about, oh, what about this decision that's going to have to be made when Giancarlo Stanton comes back, and when this decision is going to be made when Sean Manaea is going to come back. Hey, the game always seems to be ahead of everything else. And lo and behold, Kodai Senga pulls a hamstring just covering first base, for God's sake. And to me, the fact that he had to elevate and he had to reach for that ball. And you know what's the amazing thing to me is I was listening to Moose the other day. I think it was yesterday.
You love weekend programming.
Oh,
here
I
on
do.
WFAN.
I do.
It's one of your favorite things.
I love a little Moose talk on a Sunday.
Love the weekend
programming. Especially Father's Day. And he's, just talking
doing
about
his thing.
Yeah, doing his thing, talking about taking his boys to a movie to see Lilo and Stitch, and he's crying at it. So
he's crying at Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, Lilo and Stitch. Yeah, I guess it was very emotional at the end of the movie for him. I don't know what to tell you. But he did make some very good points, and one of the, a couple of the points that that Moose was making that I totally agree with. You know, it's a 162-game season, and, you're going to run into moments like this, and you can't overreact to them, and the team has to react to their poor play over the weekend, both teams for that matter. And, the Mets are going to have a very important series now down in Atlanta. This is where you got to bury them. You got to go down there and you got to go bury them. And of course, the Yankees open today with the Angels, who are not a great team, let's face it, and they got to get back on track as well. But, I mean, at the end of the day, this is a long, long season. And we're all going to go through moments like this, and they're both in down moments right now. Their key hitters are not hitting. And, how many times have we been down this road before?
Yeah, and it seems like when the Mets win, the Phillies lose. And when the Mets lose, the Phillies win. Is now the Mets, with a little bit of a losing streak, the first time they've gotten swept the entire year. And, of course, the Philadelphia Phillies are winning and having a little bit of a winning streak and have now cut that lead to 2.5 games. But, yeah, I mean, this is not a panic situation. We still are here. It's June 16th today. They're a really, really good team. Both teams are really, really good teams. Just don't want it to spiral. And this is what good teams do, is they don't let it spiral and they don't let it turn into something. And I do feel like the Yankees, who get swept by the Red Sox, that lead is cut down and the Red Sox are right there now in the AL East, and then trade away Rafael Devers sort of like made that bad weekend go away. Now, we're not in tune with everything that's going on there in Boston.
We knew at the beginning of the year, once they brought in Bregman,
right,
that there was an issue, and Rafael Devers made it public.
Right. So, but all that was out there in the beginning of the year, and he got off to a miserable start, so much so that it looked like he was tanking his season to get out of there, like pulling a James Harden. But then all of a sudden, he starts hitting. And he's back up there in the top offensive categories. And the Red Sox are winning. So I'm thinking, okay, well, they're not going to trade him now. And if they do, they got to at least wait to the trade deadline to make sure that they could drum up some interest. Well, apparently things had gotten so terrible between the Red Sox and Rafael Devers. They flew out to Kansas City, meaning the Red Sox brass flew out to Kansas City when they're on the road and had a sit-down meeting with him. And they came out of it basically saying that we're paying this guy way too much money for him to act like this. And we don't care about his production. We got to get him out of here. And they did in a shocking move because it felt like he's wearing that silly Muppet thing in the dugout when he's hitting home runs. He looks like he's having a good time. His numbers are up. But then, as you say a lot, you never know what's going on behind the scenes. And this had gotten so bad.
And the agent and the front office are having discussions.
Yeah.
So, because he's complaining to the agent. He wants his agent to get him out of there.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
And it's really unfortunate the way this went down, but I do actually take my hat off to the Red Sox. That they're not going to sit around and have a guy that they're paying that much money to become such a pain in the ass. And it's not a player's. I hate this. The owners and the coaches, and in this case, the manager, the manager does have a lot to say about it. Joey Cora, I think there's a lot of respect that's afforded to him in that dugout and into that in that organization.
Alex Cora.
Yep. Right. And they are, they're not going to sit around and wait. I mean, I wish more teams would do stuff like this. You know, I mean, that we make fun of James Harden and getting out of Houston. I don't necessarily know that Rafael Devers was compromising his.
Yeah, well, he turned it around. Yeah, like the first couple of weeks, he looked like he didn't want to play.
I'm not going to accuse him of that, but I will accuse him of being a cancer in the locker room. And they and the Red Sox ownership, the Red Sox management staff, they all have to see that or feel that, or this wouldn't happen.
Sure. I mean, it must have been so bad for them that they couldn't wait, but it's on the outside looking in, it's tough timing for a team that started to win, and this guy was producing as much as he was producing, and I guess you would think, you really couldn't convince him to buy in. You really couldn't and the American League, how many times we talked about the American League being wide open? The American League is down, and the Yankees should cakewalk to the World Series and all of that. So the Red Sox are starting to win, and they're right there, and you would think that they'd be able to get everybody on the same page and just be like, listen, man, we're winning, you're hitting, we got through this whole thing, let's get to the end of the year and discuss it. But I don't know what was said. If he apparently demanded a trade in spring training, and when they sat down with him in Kansas City, maybe they did try, and maybe they said all those things and said, can we just try to get to the end of the year? We're trying to win here. And he said something along the lines of, absolutely not. Get me the hell out of here. I hate you guys. And then that was that.
And now the San Francisco Giants get a chance to spend money without having to dive into free agency.
Right.
And because nobody wanted to play there, due in large part, I'm telling you, to taxes, which is a real thing. But they do receive four players in return.
Well, and people are like, well, these aren't even their top of the top prospects. Well, they're paying the entire $250 million left on his contract. So,
which seems like a bargain if he plays like he played this weekend.
Exactly. But that's what you usually see with trades. You either have a team that has to pay the remaining number when they trade him away and get bigger prospects, or you get okay prospects, and then the team that is receiving the good player ends up paying the freight. So
it's kind of like what happened with the New York Rangers and the Chris Kreider trade. As much as I'm brokenhearted over the fact that I can't believe I'm a sports fan and I'm talking like I'm brokenhearted, but Boos was brokenhearted at the end of Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah. I really do feel like there was an emptiness when they traded him, but Anaheim took on the entire contract. You know, you get back a prospect and you switch picks and things of that nature, but Chris had so many great memories here. And this is where, you know, whether it be Chris, who, you know, was understanding as to why he wanted to leave, or Chris Drury trying to retool this team. It's tough, and I'm sure it's tough for Red Sox fans, especially with Rafael Devers coming on now as of late.
Yeah, so it was sort of, there were some comparisons made yesterday about this and the Luka trade in the sense that it was shocking at what time that it happened. Right, but I was waiting for it. It took 2.5 seconds. No, but the reason why I think that it's different, and like, I know that the Red Sox fans seem to be more mad at their organization. Why is this happening? He's hitting. You just swept the Yankees. We're starting to feel good about the season. But, you know, Luka didn't want out of Dallas.
He wanted his $345 million extension. He wanted.
Sure, absolutely, just like any other player would. But it's not like he was begging. He wasn't being a problem in the locker room. He wasn't not buying in as far as a, like, telling the team, get me out of here, I can't play here, where Devers was. So I do think that the Red Sox fans should probably at some point put a little bit of this, if not half of it, on Rafael Devers. No?
For Luka was too many trips to the OK Corral, and also, like, you know, became the Wade Boggs of the NBA, just slamming beers left and right.
You know what I mean, though, about the Red Sox fan, though, and like, in comparison,
100%.
Like they got to be a little bit more pissed off at Rafael Devers than the Mavericks fan was about Luka Doncic.
Some sloppy-ass drunk.
Well, the other thing, too, is that, you know, reading about Travis Kelce, this is another athlete that towards the end of last season looked like he put on a lot of weight, looked like he got slow. All of a sudden, he's done this whole offseason transformation, and he's lost some weight. He's lost some body fat. And he's going to try to, you know, become the Travis Kelce that he was 5 years ago. And, you know, hopefully Luka's going to do that. Hopefully, you know, any other player, Carl Anthony Towns will do that. So it's a real thing. But Rafael Devers wasn't traded because of that. He was traded because he was upset that they signed Bregman to play third base.
Yeah, and he never was able to fully get over it. Now, I mean, I don't want to say to his credit because he handled this horribly, but he did end up having a really, really productive season and was in the midst of putting together another massive offensive season that he's prone to do. So it's not like something that crushed him for the entire year. The first couple of weeks he was miserable and couldn't get a hit, and it was really bad, but he rebounded in a huge way. So, yeah, I mean, this is, you know, the Red Sox are one of those teams that you don't expect to lose their best homegrown players. They're one of the few organizations in the sport where you're like, they shouldn't be losing their homegrown players. They should be signing these guys and keeping them. And now both Mookie Betts and Rafael Devers are gone.
Could you imagine if they had them both?
Yeah.
And they were playing like the way that they were playing when they got their huge contracts?
Well, I mean, they did at one point. They had them both, and things were going pretty well.
But I also think there has to be a real sense of, like, does the guy want to belong here, and why are we paying him this much money to ultimately be a pain in the ass if, in fact, that's what he was behind the scenes?
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.